Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. Today's episode is brought to you by Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. Don't buy a home without getting it inspected. You need to use a home inspector you can trust, and that's why I recommend Eric Rubin at Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. If you're buying a home, call the Rubin team today at 570-438-1010. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. I am Dave Whitechuck. I am your host of the podcast Real Estate Right Now. And this is going to be a long-running thing. So if I'm going to get into this, a question I get asked all the time is, how did I get into real estate? And I think that's fair, right? Because whenever you have success in a profession, people want to know how you got there. And depending who you ask, I guess I've had various levels of success in the industry. So What led me to real estate? Because for so many people, real estate is not a first career. It's a second, third, fourth, or, you know, way down the line type of career. So I'm not very different than that. I'm a lifetime resident of Northeastern Pennsylvania. I grew up in Wilkes-Barre, spent the vast majority of my early life there. And now I'm in Mountaintop. I'm there with my wife and two kids, and we chose to stay in Northeastern Pennsylvania, you know, and it's one of those things where I think you want to be close to family. You want to be someplace to feel comfortable. And when we sat down and we decided on where we wanted to spend our time, this is exactly where we want to be. We enjoy everything that it is to, you know, a small town has to offer. We didn't feel the need to be in a big city or anything like that. So my career started initially as a public school teacher. I taught in the public school system for 4.5 years. And after I left teaching, I wanted to pursue sales. So the very first sales job I had was in pharmaceutical sales. And I worked for 6 years as a pharmaceutical sales rep. It was really, one, a great job, and two, great preparation for what I'm doing now. In those 6 years, I worked for three different companies. And in that time, in those three different companies, I left the first company I was with. And in the last two companies, we went through four layoffs. And in those four layoffs, I made the cut twice, and I got laid off twice, which is really just like a nice way to say you got fired, right? I mean, because at the end of the day, if they thought I was really great at what I did, they probably would have kept me. You know, they tell you that they put it into like a third party system, and then, you know, they select who gets to stay and who gets to go. But like, think about that. Think about if they did that in like the NFL, if it was like Tom Brady, you know, he's on the Patriots, and they pull Tom's name out, and they're like, hey, thank God we did a practice run, everybody. This isn't real, you know, and then they'd pull again, right? So like, if they thought I was great at it, they wouldn't have laid me off. But after the second time I got laid off, I knew I wanted to get into real estate instead of going back in a farm. And we'll circle back to that. But when I made the choice to be a realtor, how did I get there? Well, initially, I had a partner. I was doing pretty well in pharmaceuticals. I was making good money, and I wanted to start buying rental properties. And that's exactly what we did. We bought our first five pretty quickly. And it was at that time that I said to my wife, I said, you know, I really think I could do this. And she just kind of looked at me like, you know, kind of like shook her head, like not really sure what I meant by that. And I said, I really think I could just get my real estate license. And that way, as opposed to working with a realtor, I could be the realtor and then, you know, make some commission. And at that time we were having some success with it. So a few of my friends were talking to me about buying rental properties. And I thought, geez, you know, I could do this on the side, make a couple extra dollars and kind of turn it into, you know, hopefully a profitable career. So that's what I did. It was May of 2012. I went and I sat and I took the class and I got my real estate license. I got my license. I started the following month in June. And my very first closing was in September of 2012. 1 month later, we talked about how I left pharma. I got laid off for the second time. At that time, It was look, it was a really challenging time in my life. My son was 19 months old. My daughter was 8 months old. My wife and I had recently bought a house for ourselves. We had 29 years to go on the mortgage, and I got laid off. And at that time, I just kind of came to the realization that at 33 years old, I didn't want to spend the next 30 years of my life living in constant fear of whether I would be laid off from a job, because I had very little control over that. So I got the real estate license. I was doing it part-time. After that second layoff, I said to my wife, I said, I think I'm going to do real estate full-time. And initially, I think she hated that idea, you know, and why not, right? Because I was coming from pharmaceuticals. I had a great salary. I got a bonus. They paid for my car, my gas, my insurance. It really was an amazing job, but I just couldn't deal with the stress of constantly wondering if you were going to face a layoff or something like that. So when I told her I wanted to do real estate full-time, I said to her, I said, Kathy, the one thing I can promise you is that I'll never lay myself off. And I knew that I there were a lot of thoughts going on there, right? Like there was some fear, there was some anxiety, but I was really determined to succeed. And at the end of the day, when it came to it, I had a unrelenting belief in the fact that I could be successful in an industry that's 100% commission. And I know that scares a lot of people out of this industry, but it was one thing that kind of made me run towards it, because it's true. It's 100% commission, and there's no such thing as a guaranteed paycheck, but there's also no limits. It's one of those things that you could take it to any level you want to take it. And that's kind of what got me interested in it. Now, fast forward, 3.5 years later, in January of 2026, I opened White Chalk Real Estate. I had great success as a realtor. It was something that came very naturally to me. And as I talked about earlier, you know, my career in pharmaceuticals set me up for tremendous success in this industry, because when you're not selling pharmaceuticals, you're being trained on how to sell. And it's shocking how many people come into real estate that don't have any sales experience whatsoever. Not only did I have sales experience, I had world-class training, world-class coaching, and I worked with some of the best salespeople in any industry, period. And I learned a lot from them. And I think that's what set me up for success in my career. So January of 2016, we opened up White Chalk Real Estate. It was something that I almost wasn't sure if I'd ever do it, but I'm certainly glad we did. We haven't looked back since. In that amount of time, we've opened up 3 offices now. We're in Mountaintop, Wilkes-Barre, and Hazleton. We have just under 40 agents working for us, and we've had tremendous success here locally in our market, and I've helped so many people build successful, rewarding careers, and that's the thing that I really enjoy the most. I mean, if I had to tell the truth, I mean, I love working with sellers. I love working with first-time home buyers, but I also love working with realtors and helping them find the success that I found. Because when people come to you and they entrust you with their career, that's a huge responsibility, and you can't take that lightly. And I'm proud to say that a lot of the realtors that are with us currently, that were with us at one point in time, you know, they got their start at White Chalk Real Estate. They're still here. They're having success, whatever it may be. But we've definitely built many, many great careers in this real estate industry. Now, I didn't just stop there. In February of 2023, we just opened up the Downtown Real Estate Academy in Hazleton, Pennsylvania. So not only am I selling, I'm a real estate broker. I also just became the owner and the director of the Downtown Real Estate Academy, where people can take their pre-licensing courses. They can get their career started in real estate. We're going to be offering continuing education. We're on the brink of having our broker's courses ready to go, because I love what I do. I love real estate. I tell people all the time, my career in real estate changed my life. It changed the life of my family, my children. And I'm grateful that I got to real estate when I did. I wish I got there sooner. I think everybody who's ever had any success in this industry says that same thing. So we've opened up the school. We've had 3 classes of pre-licensing students come through, and they've done a great job. We're looking forward to continuing with that. And that brings me to where we are today, right? March of 2024, and we're getting ready to launch the podcast Real Estate Right Now. It's something that I've always wanted to do. This podcast is going to be all-inclusive. It's for everyone. It's not just for buyers. It's not just for sellers. It's for realtors. It's for people who want to get into real estate. It's an all-inclusive podcast with the focus being how to find success in a small market. You know, we're not selling, at least not very frequently, selling million-dollar homes here in northeastern Pennsylvania. So if you want to find success in real estate, you've got to sell a lot of homes. You got to have a lot of clients, and you got to be dedicated to your craft. And that's what we're going to talk about in this podcast, because I think there's a lot of towns just like here in northeastern Pennsylvania where the grinders are the ones who succeed in this industry. And I wanted to partner with the team at On the Stacks because in our area, there's no one that does this better. And quite frankly, I wanted to set the standard for what a small town real estate podcast could be, because, you know, we start in a small town, but that doesn't mean that's our reach. It doesn't mean that's our goal. We want to get to as many people as we can. We want to be as helpful as we can. That's how I got started. And that's the base of everything that we're going to talk about moving forward. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.